Hundreds of ANC members yesterday marched on the party's headquarters, Luthuli House, in Johannesburg to protest against their councillor candidate selection process. They say the process is fraught with corruption and accusing their provincial list committees of dismally failing to help them. Ntebo Mokobo reports.
Another protest outside the ANC headquarters, Luthuli House in Johannesburg. Some have come from as far as Lephalale in Limpopo, while others are from Tshwane in Gauteng, but all with one demand. They want the ANC to resolve their disputes in the selection of their candidates for councillors in the upcoming local government elections. Sandy Somatolo from Ward 97 in Mamelodi says it's almost a month since they registered their dispute with their provincial list committee. They even wrote to former Deputy President Kgalema Motlanthe, who adjudicates election-related disputes. Matolo says since then nothing has happened and has warned that the ANC will pay dearly at the polls.
The councillor of the ANC, who also happens to be a nominee in the process, was found having ballot papers with him. But until this day, nothing has actually happened. He has never been called to come and explain himself. Since we have been here in the morning, no one actually even bothered to respond to anything that we actually bring to them. We have been writing disputes since the 20th of August. To this day, none of our disputes has been resolved. So we're saying as a committee of 97, failure to do that, the committee of 97 is going to take a decision of saying that we are not going to vote.
Carrying some of the ballot papers that he claimed were found in the field, Sanjay Manyasha from Ward 18 Central Pretoria also alleges vote rigging in the selection process of their councillor.
The contention is that when the ballot box left the station, we didn't count it and it was not sealed. It disappeared for 4 hours. And we later learned about the resurfacing of this ballot box when the results were out there. And then the party agents of majority of the candidates, as you can see, there were about 7 candidates. It was only 2 candidates whose party agents were present. We say that thing is null and void. And then when they were doing the ballot counting, there was 128 ballot papers that were unaccounted for. Hence, you see these were found in the field.
Another group from Lephalale in Limpopo also left Luthuli House without getting any joy after accusing their provincial list committee of failing to resolve their disputes. But ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe urged all parties with concerns to exhaust their local structures.
Cadres have got to raise their concerns. We always encourage them to at least go to areas well within their reach. We have made announcement on numerous occasions that many of our comrades here at Luthuli House are working from home. Now, coming to Luthuli House, where you are even likely not to find anyone at head office, because our national officials, members of the National Executive Committee, have been deployed in provinces and in regions to specifically attend to matters of local government elections. I hear that there could be issues raising, but they need to have trust and confidence in the leadership that is there in their provinces and regions.
And Mabe reminds his party members to respect the new selection process, which he says in most cases will not satisfy some ANC members who don't enjoy the support in their communities.
It is no longer a process left only entirely to our own branch general meetings and all of that. And when the process goes to a community meeting, emerge with a different kind of a name. For as long as that name enjoys the overwhelming support of that specific community, that would be the name of the person that then goes to represent the African National Congress in that specific ward. We are aware of disputes that have been brought forward. The Office of the Secretary General has been dealing with all of those issues.
And with the IEC having opened another opportunity for the resubmission of candidates, the governing party is satisfied all its prospective councillors' names will be submitted on time by next Tuesday. Earlier, the party missed the deadline to submit names of candidates in over 90 municipalities. Meanwhile, ANC head of election Fikile Mbalula will unveil the party's election program later this morning. He's expected to talk about the party's election message and their manifesto. I am Tebo Mokobo in Johannesburg.
Now, we will be chatting to Dr. Ralph Mateja as soon as we get him on the line. He's an author and political analyst to take a look at the warning signs of the African National Congress and the lack of preparedness ahead of the local government elections that may cost the party at the polls. And that's the same question we posed to you this morning. And you can put your comments through to us and we'll read them as we continue. Dr. Ralph Mateja now joins us on the line for further details. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Jambo, Elvis. Good morning. Pleasure talking to you.
Doctor, would you say that the African National Congress is perhaps at its lowest in reference to the organizational preparedness ahead of these upcoming local government elections?
I mean, Elvis, you captured it very well. They've reached another level whereby they're demonstrating the structural problems they're having within the party. And this time, it actually means that the ANC is unable to sufficiently or properly present itself as an option for voters. I mean, Elvis, when you start having problems in compiling the list because there is a dispute regarding the list, it actually means that you are struggling just to do the basics of elections, just presenting yourself as an option. So imagine a voter who is faced with a party that they actually like and the party just cannot get it right to this point. It is becoming a huge risk for the voters. And I think voters are aware of this.
Challenges are mounting. Dismissed ANC staffer Carl Niehaus has also laid fraud, theft and corruption charges against five of the ANC's top six members and the governing party on behalf of the ANC staffers. Can this situation get any worse from here for the party, judging by the issues with regards to, number one, the candidates list, as you mentioned, the non-payment of staff workers who have now threatened not to campaign for the party?
Yes, I lost you there, sir. I beg your pardon. I lost you there.
Can it get any worse, Doctor?
Yes, the internal processes, I don't think they can reach beyond this point. Elvis. I mean, if the administrative processes of the party are collapsing, when you cannot pay salaries, when staff are protesting against you out there, it cannot get beyond that. It cannot get worse than that. It just shows you the problems that the ANC is encountering. And Elvis, this is not like something new. This is just another episode of a problem that has been accumulating over the years. The ANC could sweep this under the carpet in the past, but it has gotten to a point where problems have just accumulated. They are structural, they are about discipline, they are about the focus, and now it has become another problem that is quite external to their internal issues, which is a financial problem. They are also even struggling to source funding as they are going into these elections. This is going to be the most difficult elections for them in local government so far.
One of our listeners mentioned earlier that the liberation movement has come through the worst of all time and they will survive this. Do you think that that is the case?
There aren't any in the region that survive very well. They are going through the worst of the time, Elvin, but the trend shows us that the structural problems they encounter usually are irreversible. Because at the center of this, it's not just a simple issue of the ANC members just being ill-disciplined, a problem that can be resolved. It has a lot to do with how the ANC is positioning itself as a liberation fighter, former liberation fighter, how it is positioning itself in governing a democratic, open society. I mean, I'll give you a very simple example. Why is it that the ANC is suddenly struggling once there is transparency regarding the party finance? That raised the question as to how it survived all the way in the past. It means they just did not survive very well. Things were not above board.
I thank you so much. Author and political analyst, Dr. Ralph Matecha.